Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve's Gems. How are you doing today? Trust that your day is going well. We have only 6 more weeks for winter. So says the groundhog, but we'll see. Because sometimes winter will stretch itself. I've been in some people talk about February being cold. And I've been in some cold Marches and I've been in some cold April. So you just never know how weather is, and how weather is very fickle. So we'll see. I remember as a child, I lived near some woods, you know, where my home was. And as a child, I remember roaming those woods. I like being with the trees, my furry little friends, which I saw quite a bit, and screams. And to me, it's like another home besides a home, my regular home where I lived and slept. And I always found some kind of peace being there. I felt comfortable in those surroundings. Because it was, I guess it was, to me, it was just everything that was different. It wasn't like my normal place where, you know, everything was structured. You had lights, you know, the street lights. You had the same people in the buildings, the street corners. You know, the woods weren't the same. It just wasn't the same. I've been able to travel a little bit, and I've seen mountains in Colorado. I saw the Sierra Nevada in California. I've seen beautiful sunsets. The seasons that I enjoy, you know, I've always wanted to like, I got to have my seasons. You know, so, and fall is my favorite season, particularly when the leaves start to change. It's just like, to me, I see it as undressing, you know, undressing and changing, you know, changing to a new set of clothing. And our Creator is like that, you know, he or she, however you want to look at the Creator, is infinite. Besides being infinite, you know, there's a lot of diversity in his kingdom. It's never the same. You know, just when you think he sees, you know, something happens, you know, something, see one thing, you know, there's something else. There's always something to be discovered. And one thing about our spirits will live somewhere in the future. Where it ends up, that's entirely up to us. As we go through our study today, I am struck by how many of the patriarchs, our fathers, our spiritual fathers, saw that there was something different. One person that I'm struck with is Abraham, how he obeyed God when he was called to set out to a place he was to receive as an inheritance. That's in stories told in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Now, how would most of us feel if we had, you know, God told us to leave everything that we know and go to some place that you don't know where you're going, where it's going to be? And Abraham did that. Now, I'm pretty sure he questioned in his mind. He probably said, well, where am I going? You know, I'll let you, you know, I was saying, well, I'll let you know later on, you know. So he just went, you know. And I'm pretty sure that, I look at missionaries. You know, praise God for missionaries, you know. many of them leave places that they're familiar with, and then they set off to foreign lands. You know, they may have to learn a new culture, a new language, you know, to understand the customs of the thing, of the country, get to know and understand the people that live there. And I also believe the missionaries also see what could be. You know, they may see what is there right in front of them, but they also can see, have a vision of seeing what could be. You know, because God's put this on their heart. I was reading in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and I just mentioned earlier a few minutes ago about Abraham. And Abraham followed suit. He just kept, you know, he went where God had told him to go. But there are many other examples of faith. You know, Sarah wanted, was barren, she had a child. You know, she was without child. And God had promised her that she would bear a child. I'm pretty sure she didn't know, she didn't quite understand. She was advanced in years. You know, and mentioned that she was fearful, which I understand. Which I totally understand. You know, one of the things about stepping out in faith is, you know, there is an element of fear, you know, because you're going into the unknown. And there were many others who just followed God. Okay, many of them didn't see. Many didn't see what God had promised, but they believed that God would fulfill that promise. In my own life, I went to a junior college. I graduated. I was hoping to go on to further my education, but there were circumstances that prevented me from doing so. And I remember years later, my mother and I talked about it, and she felt that because of what happened within the family, you know, that it was preventing me from really doing what I, you know, going on and getting my bachelor's degree. But I said to her and said, "Mom, it's okay. I had to do what I had to do that time. But I promise you, I'll get my degree." I got my bachelor's degree in 2008. She never lived to see that I did get my degree, but it was a promise that I had made to her, and I fulfilled that promise. And when I read about many of the patriarchs and the matriarchs, you know, they thought beyond what was around them. They saw something that was greater. As we go, like Abraham, you know, God giving them a son named Isaac. You know, when God had given, you know, when he was about to offer up Isaac for a sacrifice, you know, he went, you know, he did things that he had to do, you know. I have faith to believe that Abraham believed that God was going to provide a sacrifice, and he did. Just about when he's about to sacrifice his son, you know, God halted him. And it proved that, you know, Abraham was willing to do whatever God had said for him to do. And in the end, the lamb was provided with by the sacrifice. You know, and Abraham provided, when Isaac, when he was old, he provided blessings for the future on Esau and Jacob. Now, verse 21 and verse 11. bless his sons. He blessed the sons of Joseph. And Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the exodus of the Israelites and gave instructions about his burial. Okay, he didn't see, of course, naturally he didn't see what was going to happen, but, you know, it played out. Now, reading later in John chapter 6. Now, this is a chapter where Jesus fed the 5,000. Then he talked to the crowd about the bread of heaven, from heaven. And when Jesus had laid out what it takes to really follow God, you know, this is when the change started to come in the group. It was, they didn't understand the symbol of the bread that came down from heaven. They didn't understand that Jesus is, you know, the bread was Jesus' body and blood was actually was a wine. You know, wine was a symbol for God shedding his blood. And a lot of them didn't understand it. So Jesus expounded further. And many of them just didn't think, just never really grasped a hold of what Jesus was saying to them. One thing is the fact that life is much more than possessions and food, you know, and all those things. You know, life is a lot more. And many of them, they turned out, you know, going to write a chapter, sixth chapter of John. You know, after Jesus spoke his words, verse 66, because it is many of the disciples turned back and no longer went with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life." Those words are very profound. Because all the apostles had left everything. They left business, family, they left businesses, you know, they left their neighborhoods, they left friends to follow Jesus. And sometimes, you know, I look at it, sometimes we have to go our own way. God leads us to own our way. Okay, you have to leave. No. When I transitioned, I left the world that I normally known, and I was brought into another world. There was struggling that I didn't understand, I was still trying to figure out what this is all about. And ever since then, it's, you know, God's taken me to some places that I most likely would have never gone. The other things that I, you know, would happen, you know, I'm involved with theater now, been writing poetry. Those are things I had interest in, but I never had opportunity to do. And now God has provided it. But the main thing is, you know, it's one thing to have no opportunity. It's another thing to have the opportunity before you, but refuse to take it. Now, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you. I'm a big fan of the Beat Generation. And it goes back from the late 40s to maybe about the middle 60s. And you had a group of people who kind of went against the norms of society back then. Now, I didn't approve of everything that they did, don't get me wrong. But I read all their writings and I kind of understood what they did. And yeah, I think what they were saying to me was everything isn't about form and fashion and convention. I think of other writers, you know, there are many writers, William S. Burroughs, Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, Gary McClure, and a number of other, Ann Waldman, a number of others. Jack Kerouac was my favorite simply because he went out and did. You know, some people, you know, some folks like to talk about what they like to do and what they want to do, and they have kind of an intellectual's view of what they were like. Jack actually went out and lived it. You know, I mean, he hitchhiked across the country. You know, he rode wherever he could get a ride, and he actually lived these things. You know, and his books were very alive. They're alive. I could feel myself being there with him. He actually lived it. And Jesus actually lived his life. He actually lived, when he started his ministry, he actually lived it. And you go through all the apostles, they actually lived it. No, they all lived full lives. They all lived full lives. Doesn't matter. Doesn't really matter how long you live. It doesn't matter what you do with the time that you have. And I think this is an example to us that, you know, you have the, you know, infinite, you know. Now we see the world as it is right now, but, it, you know, it's not finite. You know, say life in the 1950s and 60s was a lot different from the way life is now. And now here in 2018, it's a lot different. A lot of things we have now that we didn't have back then. And so life changes. You know, in our spiritual walk, you know, God changes things in our lives. As we've had many experiences, God wants to do a new work in us. You know, God will have us go, you know, do things, you know, try things and do things that maybe we have never done before. And that's the thing about God. He's limitless. You know, he's infinite. He knows that we have so much within us, and he wants us to follow him, trust him, that he can bring out the best in us. I tell people now, you know, since I've been retired, I've never been busy. You know, I was busy when I was working, but I'm even busier now that I retired. But I enjoy it because God brought me to places that I never even dreamed. You know, this is what God has. This is the desire that he has for all of us. Me being a trans experience, I've met people that most likely I would have never met. But also, the thing is that I see I'm with people. Not only that, I love them, no, I see other people's desires and, you know, dreams and needs and hurts, and I do the best to, you know, I encourage, you know, sometimes I challenge in another way I'm being challenged. It's somewhat reciprocal, you know, sometimes other people challenge us, you know, challenge our thinking, challenge how we respond to others. You know, so it's an ever-changing thing, you know. And that's how spirits are, you know. I always believe as you get older, you should learn more. You should learn something. You know, you never learn it, you know. You never, ever stop learning. You know, that's why, you know, when I read, you know, I've been reading the Bible for well over 40 years, and I still learn a lot of new things. You know, his word is, you know, the word is infinite. The word is I'm trying to get the word out. I can't think of it offhand. It's on the tip of my tongue. But it'll come to me. But, you know, you can never say you can grasp, you know, I've never said that I can know everything about the Bible. I don't. There's some things that, after all this time, I don't even understand or have a little inkling of it. Or maybe I've just scratched the surface. But just like the time that I spent in the forest, you know, I saw something totally different from what I knew daily in daily life. And when I was a scout, I used to love look at all the trails and the hills and the mountains, you know. And it always fascinated me. I always said to myself, well, "What's beyond those? Where do those trails lead to? What's on the top of that mountain?" And I still feel the same way today. You know, what's ahead? You know, there was a movie that I remember, a movie back, I think, maybe in the 40s, Young Mr. Lincoln. Toward the end of the movie, I remember him saying that the actor, Henry Fonda, he was saying, you know, he was talking with a friend. His friend, you know, it started to thunder. It started to thunder, and the thunderstorm was going to come and go. And he turned to Mr. Lincoln. He said, "Mr. Lincoln, are you going to come with us?" He said, "No, I want to walk up that hill just a little bit." And he turned and he walked up the hill. Now, I don't know what he saw, but he must have saw something. And when I see when I'm out in the nature, I kind of, you know, saw those little roads, those streams, you know. I always wonder where they led. And I still have that childlike curiosity even today. And God has that for our lives. You know, has God led you, want you to do something that He has planned for you? Have you been told that maybe you should be the leader of the group, or maybe you should start something new, or maybe you should travel, or write, or act, or be an activist, or maybe you need to get more education? Now, it could be anything, you know. God can see things in you that maybe you don't see in yourself. You know, if you ask God, you know, what can that, you know, what's His purpose for me, you know, God will be the answer. He might not give you all the details at the time, but He knows what you need at that particular time. And I just encourage you, you know, that, you know, everybody has something that they can do. Everybody contributes to this whole tapestry of humankind. You know, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter your race, your gender, your sexuality, how you identify, where you come from, how much education you have. God sees something in you that maybe you don't see yourself. And sometimes God will have other people tell you that they see something in you that maybe you don't see. Or it may be something that maybe you never even dreamed about. Maybe you never even thought about it. But there's a reason for that, you know. What it tells me is there's something greater that's going to happen in your life. And it goes far beyond whatever your surroundings are. I think of people the pioneers who travel left, whatever they knew, they traveled across the country, not knowing what was going to be out there. You know, that took a lot of courage, but they were willing to do it. They were willing to take that chance. They were willing to do it. And God, then remember, God will be with you. Where you go on those journeys? He's an infinite God. He knows what's ahead. He knows what you need. And the most important thing is he will be with you during these times. No, don't ever feel you're alone, you know. Don't ever feel you have to be, you know. Don't ever like tell you, well, I can't do this. No, don't everybody ever try to tell you that you can't do it. With God's help, you can do it. You know, people will say things. Like a lot of missionaries, I heard Rich Story missionary saying that, you know, you go to another country or size, or maybe where people are savage, you know, they say that, well, it's kind of a waste of time, but like I said, God knows what's going to happen. And also your journey is your journey. It's yours alone. Nobody can walk your journey for you, which is like I can't walk my journey for anybody else. And God has his own plans. You know, everybody's different. And everybody has a journey. Now, I know God has plans for my life. And I know God has plans for your life. You know, embrace, you know, whatever God's put on your heart. Embrace it. You know, be that vehicle for change. Be that one who helps that other person out. Be the one who always looks at you and say, well, how did you do that? Well, why do you have the hope that is in you? And people will see that. And I pray today, you know, as you think about this lesson, I just pray that you look forward, you know, keep your eye on the prize, keep your eyes on the goals. And, you know, seek guidance from God. And God will give you that direction. And I'd like to thank everyone who's here today. I thank you for joining me. And I have, if you want to find me, I'm on the Facebook, facebook.com/GENNE.ROSE, that's my Facebook. And you can drop a line, you know, say anything. And I would appreciate it in any way I can help, you know, just let me know. I'll help in any way we can. I'd just like to thank you, and, you know, I pray that your day will go well, be full, and I look forward to being with you once again. Thank you, and God bless you.